It's early Friday morning and I'm on a speedboat heading down the Thames. I'm with a group of armed men and we're heading towards HMS Belfast. When we get there, members of the National Crime Agency are going to be arresting a wanted cyber terrorist.
We're the Flag Day Associates and we are going to blow up City Hall. All of you get back now!
The man's now being arrested. He's being dragged down onto the speedboat of HMS Belfast. Doesn't seem too happy about it. They are putting a life jacket on him, though. Things have calmed down now. Perhaps the drama muted a little bit because of the fact this is just an exercise, part of the annual cyber security challenge.
My name is Toby and I'm from GCHQ. I'm here today to give you a bit more of a briefing of what's been going on. Here on HMS Belfast, you have the gunnery control system controlling many of the guns on this ship here. We believe that has been taken over by the Flag Day Associates.
42 contestants split into teams are taking part. They're all people who don't work in the computer security industry already. This is all about identifying and bringing on new talent. Stephanie Damon runs the challenge.
What's the skill set you need to be able to win at this?
Well, to win at this, you need a lot of technical know-how, of course, but it certainly isn't the only thing that you need. Partly what makes you a good cybersecurity professional is that urge to pull something apart and put it together again. It's a problem-solving, thinking outside the box sort of urge. And actually, you don't necessarily have to come from an IT background to have that. So that's what makes you really good.
Because there's a huge demand for people with these skills.
There is absolutely huge demand. We've got lots of sponsors here. They've all got vacancies. They can't fill them. They can't find the people.
The wannabe cyber defenders are all hard at work on their laptops, trying to look for how the hackers got in and how to stop them.
What's your background? How did you get involved in the challenge?
I'm a second year student at university, but I got into security from cryptography at an early age, and this has just led on to other areas of security, and it's just a bit of fun.
Got interested in code breaking and things like that?
Yeah.
And do you want to work in the field in the long term? Is that a...
Definitely.
I'm Chris Enso, I'm the head of the National Technical Authority for Information Security at GCHQ.
Have you got your eye out on some of the people here taking part in the challenge? Are you thinking about giving them a tap on the shoulder and asking them if they want to work for GCHQ?
Well, they'll all get an opportunity. So what we'll be doing is inviting them all down sometime later in the year. They'll get a couple of sandwiches and we'll take them around the building and we'll try and give them an insight into the kind of work we do. And we have been successful. I mean, we've had about half a dozen people over the last two or three challenges.
The scenario here is a big gun pointing at City Hall. Is that something we should be worried about?
Not those particular guns. I think they're actually welded to the base. But the way I answer this is anything that's internet enabled is potentially at risk. And so, you know, who knows? If it's got connection to the internet, at some point in time, somebody may decide to target it.
As you are aware, we had a meeting yesterday where you briefed us. My life was extremely difficult at Cobra yesterday because the briefing was not particularly good. I'm expecting a much, much better and more coherent briefing this morning.
Chris Ensor sits on a panel of real-life experts which hear briefings from each team on their progress. The winners will be revealed tonight. That's if they manage to stop the guns of HMS Belfast.